So we're starting from Chazan and Melech about 12 lines down. Amar Rabbi, Hai Tanir Rebbe Rishmol, Malpe Me'ida Tanir Rebbe Rishmol. This statement of Tanir Rebbe Rishmol, that Begadim refers to Tzemer Pishnim, just woolen linen, is on from another statement of Rebbe Rishmol. The Tanir Rebbe Rishmol, Begad and Lila Begad, Tzemer Pishnim. When we talk about Begad, when it comes to Tumas Shrotzim, for a dead rat that touches them, that's only talking about woolen linen. I mean, Rabbi Samar Gamal and Tzemer Anovim, Noitza Shalizim, Shirayim, Vekalach Vasirikin. How do we know that we also include that if it touches the wool of camels or the wool of rabbits or goat hair or silk or klach, this other type of silk or inferior silk, how do we know those become tummy through shatim as well? Tama lemar, oh beged, we have to learn it out from another thing. So beged itself only refers to some rapishim, not referring to anything else. Rava amar ki lesa lach tana de very small, bishar begadim. Shol. When does this Tanir Rebbe Shmuel not hold of other begadim? He says if I shol by 3x3 at bows, that's when it's not considered begad. Shol she isle, but he holds that if it's 3x3 at tfachim, then it's going to be also at bows. It's not good, but 3x3 tfachim, it is good. Val Rava Udamar shol shishar begadim rishim and loser isle the Tanir Rebbe Shmuel leisle. But didn't Rava say up above that 3x3 tfachim by shar begadim by all of their clothes? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says it's a problem, but Tanir Rebbe Shmuel says it's not a problem. So how did Rava mea he? Yeah, Rava went back on that. Rava said that he said that originally, but we don't hold that anymore. You've always had a Rapapa Amar, or Rapapa is the one that said that. Rapapa is the one that said all those things. Rapapa Amar, Rapapa comes along and says, Af Kol Lesui Kilayim. When it says the words Af Kol, right, where we say that all begadim, right, Af Kol begadim, right, so we say Stam, Tzemer, Pishim, whatever it is, Lesui Kilayim, that includes Shatness itself. Meaning that what we're saying over here is that Shar Begadim, O Beged, includes also Shatness by all these things that we're trying to say is going to be tummy. So it's not just Semro Pishtim where it's going to be Shatness itself, Kilayim. Kilayim had Yixibet, but we already know that. Losuba Shatness, Semro Pishtim Yachtov. Right? So when we say Kilayim, Shatness has to be wool and linen, but we already know that because it says straight out, don't wear Shatness, wool and linen together. So we know it's talking about Shatness. Sakadan, I mean, I would have thought, Hanimil, maybe it's only Yasser to have Shatness if you wear it. Ababal, all cold trade, meaning Yasser. Maybe putting it on your body, any 2 minim is going to be Yasser, even silk and rayon or any of these other things, cotton and polyester. By wearing it, right, putting on an actual clothing, your whole body is getting benefit from kilayim. We said some rapishim is a problem, but other things are not. If it's a Allah, wouldn't that even more so be a problem? It must be rapapa is a joke. Rapapa would be saying what we're learning right now, Bidusi, it's something that we don't fully understand, and therefore it must not be that that's what Rapapa actually meant. Renach Bar Yitzchak Amar, Afkol, I'll tell you what Afkol is coming to include. We say all these begadim refers to Tzemero Pishtim, let's see, Tzitzit refers to Tzitzis, that Tzitzis have to be made out of Tzemero Pishtim. Tzitzit Bad Yitzchak, wait a second, Tzitzis, it says straight out, Losa Bashatna, Tzemero Pishtim, Uksiv Gidil and Tassel Chal, but you could make it for Tzitzis, you can have Tzemero Pishtim for Tzitzis. How can I make it a Rav? I would have thought like Rav with Rav and Rav Yitzchak. Rav has this theory, it says Hakanaf, Min Kanaf, it's got to be like the corner, so the Begad should be like the corner itself, and the Tzitzis should be made of whatever. Begging the whatever thing the corners made out of, some rapishim yachtum, and says wool and linen together. Okay, it's that. How do we work that? Some rapishim potron beminim shel beminim in potron, right? So shar minin, if it's other different types beminim potron, then if the tzitzis is made of the other different types like cotton tzitzis, then it potters and you're good. Shlo beminim, but if you make it with something else, then ain't potron. So maybe that's what Rava is trying to say. Some rapishim potters no matter what, and other minin you could have all together. Sagayik Rava, I would think like Rava that it only counts as some rapishim itself and nothing else. Kamash malon. Kamashal, and you could use almost anything else over here. So that I would think like Rava that you could use all those other things as long as you have their things. Kamashal, and that's got to be Tzemero Pishtim. And that's the idea over here that it's only Tzemero Pishtim that works. Amar Rachabed Rava Lord Vashi, Tanir Rebbe Shmuel, according to Tanir Rebbe Shmuel, Maishal in Tumi the Marbishar Begadim, Xib Obeged. Why are we including for Tuma, we're including all of the Begadim? Because it says Obeged. Hakanami, Lemel Rabba Shar Begadim, Asher Techasaba. By Tzitzis, you should include all other things, not just Tzemero Pishtim from the words Asher Techasaba. You cover it up with it. So that seems to be more of a general idea. Maybe it applies by all different types of clothing. So we say, that comes to include the clothing of a blind person. Titani, we learned about Zora Isamoso, and you should see it. Prat Luxus Lila. That excludes anything that you wear at night. Anything you wear at night is not chayiv and tzitzis. Atom or prat luksus lilo, ino la prat luksus suma. You are coming to exclude something you wear at night, or maybe you're coming to exclude the clothing of a blind person. When it says the words asher techasaba, that which you cover it up with, how exclude suma amr. Well, that's already talking about something, clothing that's owned by a blind person. So what am I going to be makayim with the words uri isim oso? You should see it. Probably ksus laila. It must be that you're coming to exclude ksus laila. So again, ksus sumo be chayv, ksus laila, something you wear at night is going to be potter. Maris la rabba sumo lahotzi ksus laila. I don't understand. Why are you including blind people's clothing, but you're excluding night clothing? I'll include ksus sumo because that's where other people can see it, and therefore it's going to be chayv and tzitzis. Motani ksus laila, I'll exclude clothing at night. Nobody else can see it. And that's the reason why we'll include one, we'll exclude the other. Maybe those psukim are coming to include other begadim, not just some rapishim, but other begadim are chayvin tzitzim yistabra. Koy b'tzem rapishim, mar b'tzem rapishim. Listen, if we're already talking about woolen linen, we might as well include other cases of tzem rapishim, like something that's ksusuma. Koy b'tzem rapishim, mar b'shar begadim. If we're talking about tzem rapishim, we're going to include other begadim. So according to this opinion, only tzem rapishim is going to be chayv, ksus suma is going to be chayv, ksus laila is putter, and other begadim seem to be putter. Not everybody agrees with that, though, and we all know, right, we do wear cotton tzitzis and have cotton strings. Amar Abai, Rishim Elazar Sumchas Amar Davar Echad. Rishim Elazar and Sumchas both said the exact same thing. They said the same thing, that something that is metame ben igayim, when it comes to tzaras, cannot be used as schach. Rishim Elazar, the one we already said that up above. Sumchas, Zetanya, Sumchas Amar, Sikha betavoy, psula, minishim metame ben igayim. If you do schach with something that's spun together, then it's puzzle, can't be used as schach because it's metame binigayim when it comes to tzaras. Come on, who does that hold like? Ki aitana, like the following tana denan, we learn in a mission, shesiv arv metame binigayim miad, right? Something that's shesiv arv, something that's spun together, in other words, as warp and woof, as metame and tzaras, immediately, tivarame rabbi yudo, omer shesi mishi yeshla. Well, shesi, once you start putting it through the whole process, but arv miad, but the arv is miad, but unishol pitim mishi slavnu, and the flax, the little thing, strips of flax, once they start to whiten, then it's automatically lesser, even if it's not a beged, once they're able to become a beged, that's automatically where they're going to be problematic, and that's going to be an issue. Mishnah says, "Kol yomim tameizim and ligon v'lapishtan." Anything that comes from a tree, you're not allowed to light with, unless it's linen or flax. Kol yomim tameizim and matamim tumas olim v'lapishtan. So, too, anything that comes from a tree is not matamim tumas ohel. You don't have to worry about that, unless again it's made of flax. If you make an ohel out of it and a mace that's under it, it's not able to spread, right? Unless it's actual flax, because that's linen, and then it's going to be a problem. Nolin v'lapishtan igreis. But how do we know linen flax is even called a wood? Says the Gemara. Amar zuchu damar kravi hi alos magago. She brought them up to the rooftop. That refers to Rachav when she took Kalev and Pinchas. Vatinim bepishtea eitz, and she hid them by pishtea eitz, by the flax made of wood. Vayizim eitzim etamim tumas olam apishtan. The only thing that comes from wood is going to be etamim tumas oel. Is pishtim the only way we know that from? Rabbi Elazar. The Amora says Rabbi Elazar and Paduk Gamar oel mi Mishkan. We learn out Gzereshava oel from Mishkan. Ksiv Rachav es Torah Adam. This is the Torah of a person that dies in oil. They spread the oil on top of the Mishkan. Right, just like over there by the Mishkan itself, there was one that was made with linen, Kari Oel, and we call that an oil itself. So Afkan Shal Pishtan Kari Oel. So to over here, right, the Pishtan was called the oil itself. Wait, Imala Holland, Shizurim Bechutan Kafel Vav, right over there by the Mishkan, it was twisted. The strings were six times, six ply. And there was also things of wool with it. So too, Shizurim Bechutan Kafel Vav, that should be able to Tommy, but only if it's that. Well, the extra ohel includes all different types of pishnon. Riva, if you look only then it should include almost anything because there's wool, there's all those other things as well, right? Why should we include all those things? In King's Zereshava Mayhanile, well, we have the Zereshava as well. So you have Zereshava, and we have this Riba, right, this Reboy over here. So it's going to work for some things, it's not going to work for the others. So we're going to say that it's going to work that Pishtan is able to be Metame Ohel, but it doesn't mean that it has to be like that full thing in order for it to be Metame Ohel. Okay, we'll stop with that. We're up to the Ema Mawaholan. That's six lines down, seven lines down, Chav Chasim and Aleph.